There might be two things in the gospel this morning that perhaps we might reflect upon and pray over, and maybe perhaps pray over it during the week as we look back over the scriptures for this Sunday. But the first thing is interesting. Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." What that means is that the love of God and faith in Jesus Christ is not just an internal personal disposition or feeling. It involves the whole person, the entire person, and therefore involves how we act and what we say and what we do. It has always been this way in the most ancient of Christian traditions, that we are not divided up into only body and soul separate from each other. We are an integrated person, and if we believe in our hearts, and if we say with our mouths, then we must also live with our lives. So faith, then, for us, according to the gospel, is not just believing in the sense of affirming or assenting to the existence of God or Jesus Christ. It is living it in our lives. We have tended in the past to call this faith and good works become necessary for salvation. Faith and action. Faith in our life. Faith in what we do. And Jesus then goes on in this, and he says that he's going to send us the Advocate, whose coming we celebrate soon, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot accept. We know that the world does not accept the Spirit of Truth, for the truth of all reality is, in fact, the revelation of God, who is the person of Jesus Christ. To reject him is to reject truth, and in so doing, to cause great confusion and misunderstanding and chaos in our world and in our lives. And then he goes on to say, that on that day you will realize that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I in you. What an amazing thing, he says. We are in the Son. We are part, an element of the Son's life, of his presence, of the reality of Jesus Christ. This affirms what Genesis tells us about being human, and it affirms now what Jesus tells us about being whole. For if we are in him, and we know that we are, and we know that this was the problem in John 6 with the Jews when he was talking about, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Unless you are part of me and I am part of you, the real life that we were created for does not exist in you. And we become hollow people. We have only kind of to look on the horizons of our contemporary culture and see the strangeness and the emptiness of those who have rejected truth in their lives, who have rejected all truth, who is the Christ. It also tells us something about our eternal destiny. When we are in Christ, who is the Christ in? He is in the Father and the Spirit. The Trinitarian life of God dwells within us through faith, good works, and sacraments. In so doing, then, we begin even now our participation in eternity. For eternity for us is not just a garden of delights, a garden of pleasures. It is the deepest fulfillment of the human need to be loved and to be loved by another. It fulfills it completely and perfectly and forever. The way that that is that we are in him and he is in God the Father. We know this because the Spirit of Truth resides with us through the gift of Jesus Christ and through the gift of the Church. It's a powerful gospel, therefore. It tells us all about ourselves, interestingly. Now, it tells us that faith is real when we live it, not just when we think it. It tells us that our destiny is to be the fulfillment of the deepest desire of the human heart forever. And that the way that we get to that eternal destiny is, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. For whoever has my commandments and observes them is the one who loves me. And whoever loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and reveal myself to him. The enormous privilege that we have of being disciples of Jesus Christ, of being members of the church guided by the Holy Spirit, of being participants not only in the Spirit of the Lord, but in the body and the blood of the Lord as well. It is the greatest gift that God can give to humanity, and it has been given to you and to me. And our lives should be lives of gratitude and thanksgiving. For despite the hardships and the difficulties that may come our way, despite our own personal failures, which we can repent of and restore the relationship, it is nevertheless the whole meaning of life itself. And no one can see that and perceive it as profoundly and as deeply as the disciples of Jesus Christ, who accept what he says, who accept his presence, who accept his life within us.